You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
Sunday afternoon hoops in Brooklyn as the Bucks look to snap a two-game skid against the Nets. Milwaukee would score the first 4 points of the game from the free throw line before Giannis connected on back-to-back field goals.
Finger roll with the right hand is good. And Giannis scores again, back-to-back possessions.
11 points and 6 rebounds for Giannis in the first quarter. 9-8 Nets before the Bucks' first three of the afternoon.
Giannis gives it off this time for Lillard. Driving through the paint, throwing into the corner. Jackson wide open, a three. Got it. Andre Jackson Jr. splashes it home, a triple.
14-9 Bucks before an 11-2 Nets run led by Dennis Schroeder. Coming off the bench for the second straight game, Chris Middleton stroke to mid-range J to pull the Bucks to within two.
He'll fade over him, and Middleton hits the shot. He took Jalen Wilson into the post and makes his first one tonight. It's now 20-18.
Scoring and assisting, Middleton made his mark early.
Nice pass to Giannis. Running the court, caught it at the rim in a two-handed slam dunk. Timeout, Nets. Dropping a dime was Middleton for Giannis running the floor. Six in a row for the Bucks.
Hot shooting Gary Trent then stroked a triple for the final points of the first quarter for the Bucks.
Into the corner to Gary Trent Jr., who drains a three. What a save by Giannis on a ball that was going out of bounds. He dove, he batted the ball into the corner to Gary Trent Jr., who hits a three-pointer to make it 27-23.
Threes would continue to fall for the Bucks early in the second.
Portis is the trailer from Lillard. Top of the key three is good. Bobby Portis drains it as the trailer, and he's got the first 5 points of the second quarter.
A sign of things to come for Portis. Gary Trent followed suit for a 7-point Bucks lead.
Schroeder's miss rebounded by Damian Lillard. Back come the Bucks up three. Lillard finding Gary Trent, left wing, in rhythm, and he nails the 3-point shot as Gary Trent. Wow, what a start for him in this game.
20 points on the night for Trent on 6 of 10 shooting. But the Nets reeled the Bucks back in, taking advantage of a series of Milwaukee turnovers. Having already connected from deep, Portis settled in from mid-range to snap a 35-all tie.
Prince has it, right wing behind the 3-point line, and a bounce pass goes into the mid-post for Bobby Portis. Takes the fadeaway jumper and hits it over Jalen Wilson. Bobby Portis having a heck of a second quarter, 7 of his 9 points.
Tied at 42, Damian Lillard then put the Bucks back on top.
Now he finds himself open, releases the three, and he makes the three. First made field goal for Damian Lillard.
3 of Lillard's 15 on the night, but just 2 of 7 shooting from the field for Dame. 48-42 Bucks before a 10-3 Nets run to close out the half to make it 52-51 Brooklyn. The Nets were the aggressor out of the locker room, scoring 6 of the first 8 points, building a 5-point lead. A lead that was reduced to 2 on a 3-ball from Lillard.
Step back 3 on the other end, and he's got it to drop. Rock the baby there on Keon Johnson, who has fallen backwards. And then he hits the triple to make it 58-56.
Tied at 58 after a slam from Giannis, and the Nets would score 5 of their own. The Bucks would answer with 5 straight to tie things at 63.
Keon Johnson's trail pass was stolen by Andre Jackson. Jackson finding Giannis, streaking to the basket, two-handed rim-rocking slam dunk. Giannis from Andre Jackson Jr.
From there, the Nets surged with a 13-3 run in their largest lead of the game. And that's when the Bucks began chipping away.
Giannis gets it off the inbounds. Dorian Finney-Smith guards him. The pass goes to Middleton. The left post. Kick back to the top. Gary Trent Jr. is open. And Gary Trent Jr. nails the three and a much-needed one coming off the bench.
Trent bookended a 15-2 Bucks run to close out the quarter. Giannis scored 7 in that stretch.
Throws to Giannis. Takes himself into the paint. Goes up with a right-handed turnaround hook. Giannis dropped it in. Giannis having a huge quarter. He's up to 31 points, and it's 86-81.
Milwaukee scored the final 10 of the third to tie the game at 86 entering the fourth. With Lillard struggling from the field and the Nets' defense keyed on Giannis, the Bucks rode the hot shooting of Portis in the fourth quarter. Bobby's second three of the night put the Bucks up one.
Lillard driving dish into the corner to Portis. Wide open study shoots, and Bobby Portis nails a three.
After the Nets pulled ahead, Bobby's third triple brought the Bucks to within two.
Giannis kicked back Portis, top of the key three. Yes, sir! Bobby Portis with a big-time triple. So that makes it 198.
Portis on fire in the fourth.
Bobby Portis left wing studies and hits a big three. Portis back-to-back threes, 103-101.
Chris Middleton would assert himself, scoring five straight before Portis struck again to put the Bucks ahead for good.
Giannis right back out to Portis for a left-wing three in the lead. He's got it all cotton, Bobby Portis. Timeout, Brooklyn.
Scoring and assisting, Portis was involved in everything in the final 12 minutes.
Blocked by Portis and a rebound by Damian Lillard. Lillard down the court to Giannis. Hop step to the rim and a right-handed slam dunk by Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks would close out the game from the free throw line and earn a 118-113 win. Milwaukee coming back from down double digits in the second half to pull off the victory and improve to 12-11 on the season. Giannis led the way for the Bucks, scoring 34. Portis poured in 23 on 9 of 10 shooting, 5 of 5 from 3.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.